I want to play this game right now, Trevor.
Mm-hmm.
NFL playoffs. I'm not talking about the teams that are still alive. Throughout the whole playoffs, let's go through their quarterbacks and see if the fan bases would prefer the quarterback they have or if they prefer to have Tua Tagovailoa. Starting off, Browns and Texans. The Browns, Joe Flacco. Definitely want Tua Tagovailoa over Joe Flacco.
Also Deshaun Watson. You would do Joe Flacco slash Deshaun Watson?
One step at a time.
Okay.
One step at a time. But definitely over Joe Burrow, correct? Even though Joe Burrow played out of his mind.
Joe Flacco, you mean?
Joe Burrow, too, yes. Joe Flacco.
Joe Flacco, I think Cleveland still needs a quarterback to this day.
So you get Tua over not only Joe Flacco, but also even a healthy Deshaun Watson.
I think Deshaun Watson's regressed. I don't see much of in him.
So you would say the Cleveland fan base would take Tua over either of those quarterback options. I agree with that.
I have friends in Cleveland who are Browns fans. They will tell me, I need a quarterback.
Yeah. Deshaun Watson, bad choice right there. Good thing Dolphins dodged that bullet. Woo! Close call.
Yeah.
Tua's better than both. The Texans, they're ride or die with C.J. Stroud until proven otherwise.
C.J. Stroud's a man right now.
C.J. Stroud, great draft pick. Get the second and third pick, you make it count. You got the rookie coach. You got the rookies going all over the place. They do not want Tua Tagovailoa. They're going to ride with C.J. Stroud. I understand that. Kansas City Chiefs, that is a no doubt. They would prefer the best player in the game right now, Patrick Mahomes. I don't think anyone can make an argument that says they would prefer Tua Tagovailoa over Patrick Mahomes. I don't think Dolphins fans would say, no, we want Tua over Patrick Mahomes.
If Patty Mahomes was a Dolphins QB, everyone would be going crazy right now.
This is the thing. Any team will take Patrick Mahomes as their quarterback because he's the best quarterback in the league.
Yeah.
I don't think there's a lot of argument there. So, done. Now, the Green Bay Packers. This one's interesting.
Oh,
don't do the recency bias. They blew out the Cowboys. They're ride or die with Jordan Love. In heart of hearts, Packers fans. Now, I know they're ride or die. They're going to say that. But do they believe their team is better with Tua Tagovailoa or Jordan Love?
I honestly could say this. I actually trust Jordan Love for some odd reason.
Really?
I just think he's like, we didn't see much of him in the beginning, but he finally got in a groove this year with Matt LaFleur and stuff. I don't know why. I could see the Bears fans are going to hate me for this. The Green Bay is going to have another quarterback for another 10-20 years.
I disagree, though.
That's fine.
Tua Tagovailoa is a better option at quarterback than Jordan Love. I believe he's more accurate, passes better, leads the team better. Packers, remember, barely got into the playoffs. Just because they won big over the Cowboys doesn't mean one game. I know it's recency bias. No, we love Jordan Love. Look what he did. I get the argument. He's won more playoff games than Tua Tagovailoa. I get it. Nonetheless, I think this Packers team with Tua Tagovailoa is better.
I always say the reason why the Packers could have won a few extra more games if Joe Barry was at their defensive coordinator. That's the other thing. They should have beat the Giants 100%. That's why on that Monday night game. But Tommy Cutlets had to do his thing.
Moving on, the Dallas Cowboys 100% would take Tua Tagovailoa over Dak Prescott. 100.
Yeah. Yeah.
Except for Jerry Jones, who swears by Dak Prescott.
Plus, Tua grew up as a Cowboy fan anyways.
Doesn't matter, though. But what I'm saying is they're better with Tua Tagovailoa than Dak Prescott. And I like Dak Prescott. Houghton High, Louisiana, I know. He was great in Mississippi State. He's a good quarterback. Good. I don't think he's great.
He's a nice quarterback.
Yeah. And I think Tua Tagovailoa, much maligned right now after that playoff game, Dak didn't play too great either. But still, I think Tua's a better option for the Cowboys. So I think the Cowboys would trade for Tua Tagovailoa.
Yeah.
A straight-up Dak Prescott for Tua Tagovailoa trade. I don't know how much Dolphins fans would like that. I know I wouldn't. Now, the Rams. This is another interesting one.
Matthew Stafford.
Matthew Stafford.
Yes.
Wow.
Want to know why? Matthew Stafford's like going up in the age, and plus injuries could come.
It's a better option. Long-term option. I think the Rams fan base right now would say to Matthew Stafford, thank you for the Super Bowl. We need Tua Tagovailoa.
Yeah.
Detroit Lions. That's the one I'm getting to.
Jared
Goff. Yeah. I think they're better off with Tua Tagovailoa. And once again, not throwing shade at any of these quarterbacks. Just if you're a fan base or if you're an organization, what gives you a better chance at winning? What is your best option if you have the option between who you have now and Tua Tagovailoa? I think both the Rams and the Lions, they take Tua.
Plus, if you play in Detroit, Tua will have eight home games a year in the dome, one road game a year. So it's like nine games a year in a dome, pretty much.
Yep.
He has to go only outside like twice a year.
Doesn't have to. Well, you are in the black and blue division.
Yeah.
But nonetheless, I think you'd be fine. Steelers, that is a no-doubter.
Yes.
insert whoever at quarterback for the Steelers, they would take Tua Tagovailoa. Much, much better. Bills, also a no-doubter. No way they would trade for Tua Tagovailoa.
No.
Josh Allen has proven that he is better, at least for now, than Tua Tagovailoa.
That OC helped him out a lot, though, who he used to coach at LSU.
Yeah, they changed some things right there, but I think it was more of just kind of a move that they made. I think Josh Allen also realized, like, okay, we tried to do it your way. Now start running the ball.
Yeah.
Dude, stop being cute. Stop. All these guys try to be cute, like Lamar Jackson and Josh Allen. I want to be a pocket passer. I need to preserve my career. It's like, that's not what you do.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. We'll try it your way, and then when we start losing, let's do it the right way. And then they start doing that, and everything works out. Mm-hmm. Lo and behold, look what the Bills and the Ravens did at the end of the season. No more of this cutesy patty cake staying in the pocket. Let's go ahead. More interesting. Now, this is a good question for you, Trevor, since you are an Eagles fan.
No, I'll still take Jalen Hurts. He's the problem.
Take Jalen Hurts.
I think he had a knee injury. I must be honest, he had a knee injury the whole year. That's what people have told me.
Okay. So you're ride or die with Jalen Hurts.
I will die on this one.
It's an interesting one.
But here's the thing, I would rather have Kyler Murray instead.
Kyler Murray over Jalen Hurts.
Yeah.
So you're saying Kyler Murray is better than Tua Tagovailoa?
Yeah.
I like Kyler Murray. I've always liked Kyler Murray. At the same time, I would not trade Tua Tagovailoa for Kyler Murray.
That's fine.
No, indeed. That's an interesting one. The only reason I'll go with Jalen Hurts, and I know Eagles fans will stick with Jalen Hurts, he's gone to a Super Bowl. He's proven that he can take you deep. Tua has yet to do that. So as of now, I would say Philadelphia fans, Trevor, Philadelphia organization.
Say it to Howie Rose, but I know he's probably listening to the Odyssey app.
Probably listening right now. You would keep Jalen Hurts.
Yeah.
Understood.
You paid him already.
Buccaneers, Baker Mayfield. He's done some nice things. He's done some good things. Saints blew him out, but that's besides the point.
You can crown that, by the way.
Yeah.
That's a good win for you guys.
I think the Buccaneers would, and the Buccaneers fan base, would take Tua over Baker Mayfield.
I think the Bucs will keep Baker, though.
I'm not saying they wouldn't, but if they have the choice to just straight up trade.
If I had to do, I don't see them.
A straight up trade, they would keep Baker Mayfield over
I think they would, yeah.
Whew. That's why the Bucks are the Bucks. See how they lose to the Lions this week. So
watch them win this week.
So let's see. Out of the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. And now Lamar Jackson, no brainer.
No.
But San Francisco 49ers. Hell yes.
Oh, yeah.
Relevant.
Oh, yes.
Tua could do some damage with that defense and offense.
Kyle Shanahan would be like, thank you, God. I have a quarterback.
So out of the 14 teams that made the playoffs, let's do this. Browns, yes.
Mm-hmm. Pittsburgh.
I say Packers and Cowboys, yes. Rams and Lions, yes. Steelers.
Mm-hmm.
Buccaneers.
Mm-hmm.
49ers.
That's seven.
That's eight.
Oh, wow.
Eight of the 14 teams, I think, would do a trade. So if you're sitting there saying, now this is just me theoretical, but if you're saying Tua's not the guy, he sucks, what other options you got? He could possibly on these other teams be the best quarterback in the playoffs. These are just playoff teams.
Mm-hmm.
Tua's not the guy. Who do you trade for? You want Kirk Cousins? Bring Ryan Tannehill back, guys. Why not?
I don't want to see Ryan Tannehill back. I think he's retiring.
I know. I'm just saying. You know what I mean.
Like, yes.
It's interesting now. Now, when you break it down like that, Tua doesn't seem like that bad of an option. In fact, I like Tua. I think he's going to even be better next year. I think we're going to win a playoff game next year. That's too early. They're too early.